Good morning. The learning this week in the shul is sponsored in memory of Rachel Leah Bas Noach, and in memory of Reitzel Bas Ephraim, and in memory of Michal Ben Chaim Zev. Their families should know no more tzar. We continue with our study of the Chovos HaLevavos Shear Chesbron HaNefesh, and when we finished yesterday, the Chovos HaLevavos was helping us understand that great ideas don't just fall into our lap. HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts them in our lap. And if we realize that, we will be more open to the understanding that we will work harder at getting better at appreciating that which exists within the world of science. The Chovos HaLevavos continues and helps us understand that there is a concept, Chacham Adif Mi Navi, that a Chacham picks things up more so than a Navi. What the Chovos HaLevavos explains that to mean is that when a person understands and puts his own effort in to understanding the will of Hashem, the understanding of Hashem, and the fact that Hashem is involved all over the world. You look at a blade of grass, you see God. You turn around and you notice all the differences between the different flowers and how a flower functions. Who doesn't remember taking apart a flower as a kid to see all the different pieces that come in together and to see how they're different in different types of flowers? In these types of dissections, you come to an appreciation of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You get that within your own knowledge, and you get that awareness there within. A Navi just opens his mouth and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is there, but the Chacham has the ability to put in the effort to find it. And so, therefore, a person, says the Chovos HaLevavos, needs to go ahead and do. Go ahead and put your energy into things. And in order for you to do so, you will come to think about it and come to appreciate Hashem's hand in the process. Sometimes people think to themselves, well, I can't do a mitzvah until I fully understand it, because if I don't feel I'm connecting to Hashem through it, this is a waste of time. To that, the Chovos HaLevavos says, no, that's not correct. That's not the proper way for a person to proceed. If you look at your hand right now and you realize all the different bones and muscles that come together in forming a fist or a palm to be able to hold something, that same hand put on tefillin, that same hand picked up a lulav and an esrog, and fit just right around the esrog in the process. Those of us who are cooking for Shabbos or for post-fast, and realize that, you know what, I have the opportunity to use each one of these fingers in the service of God. First, you have to realize that I can use each one of these in the service. Then you can also work through and understand that there's Yirah Shamayim to be had from every single step. Do the mitzvos, says the Chovos HaLevavos, so that the whole body gets used to and benefits from the mitzvos, and then you will come to an appreciation in that depth of Yirah Shamayim. And this is a phrase that we state all the time. Ratz HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lezako Ses Yisrael. God wanted to bring a lot of merit to Am Yisrael. Leficha Chir B'lem Torah Mitzvahs. That's why he gave a lot of Torah and a lot of mitzvahs. Because by giving many, many, many opportunities to do the mitzvos, you can discover rather quickly that that there is a God behind each and every one of these. And then your mitzvah gets done, bishlemus, right? If you do more mitzvos, if you get involved in more mitzvos, then Hashem puts it into your heart. Hashem will give you the ability. It won't become just a hergel situation. The more diktuk ha-mitzvos that we get involved in, says the Chovos HaLevavos, the more Yirah Shamayim that comes out of it. And this is why many are of the opinion, including the Chazon Ish in Emunah and Bitachon in the fourth parak, he says that if a person gets involved in the study of Shulchan Aruch, there's no greater Musar Sefer than that. Rabbi Liam used to tell us that all the time. He felt the Rambam was the best Musar Sefer because he tells you how to keep all the mitzvos. That's great. Not all of us get that, and so therefore we have Musar Svarim, but a person who spends his time living it instead of just learning about it will come to appreciate the life that comes within the process. So today, as we are going out there to go ahead and live a life, let us make sure that we take some time out to realize, as we're doing mitzvos, are we doing them with their proper diktuk, and from there, with their proper attention, and from there, we will realize very quickly that there is an excitement that comes from it as well. Have a terrific day and a very easy fast.